So, yeah, quite the career from defender at a number of clubs to top scout. Dave Worthington had quite the life in football, and he's now written it all down in his new book, Worthy. I do believe Dave joins us now. Hello, Dave.
Hi. Thanks for inviting me on here today.
Yeah, pleasure, Dave.
It's a great pleasure, Dave. Yeah, we say quite the career, wasn't it, really? Certainly. I mean, how did that transition come about from your playing days into becoming a scout? Who first knew that you had an eye for a player?
I don't think it was really someone recognising that. It was a time when I'd come back after my football career finished, and I'd had a haulage business in Halifax, came back to my hometown, and I just did some scouting at Halifax Town, you know, to try and find a few players, because Halifax Town used to do quite a lot of jobs. I was commercial manager, I was reserve team coach, I was a director at one time, as well as being a player, you know, so at Halifax, with so many jobs to do, and they were skint, I just started doing a bit of scouting for them at night, trying to find some players, you know. So it started really by accident, I would say.
Yeah.
It's changed so much, hasn't it, recruitment? I mean, originally it was really people like yourself with a sort of gut feeling about a player and about the sort of man that they were and all this type of thing. But it's become quite technical now, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has, and it's only my opinion, but I think a lot of the data is not wasted, but it can be good data. But I always think at the end of the day, when you're going to sign a player, that you must watch him. You must have someone with an eye to see the things that data can't show. You know, it's okay saying they can run so many meters in a day, but you know, that could be just a good athlete. Nothing to do with where he's running, or, you know, what he's trying to do. Is he helping the team, or is he running away from disaster and things? So I don't know. It's a mixture, in my opinion. I've seen it both ways, you know, so I had 20-odd years scouting. But the start of it was with Big Sam at... At Bolton Wanderers.
That's the thing. You worked with Sam, didn't you? And you found some gems for him along the way. What were your best finds for Sam at Bolton, would you say, Dave?
I think the best one for me, it's probably one that a lot of people don't know about. A guy called Abdullah Fay. I like this story about Abdullah Fay, because he was playing for Istres in southern France, and I was living over there, and I watched him play a couple of times, and then on the third time that I saw him, it was the next to the last game of the season, and his performance was absolutely fine, and then he went into a tackle where he won the ball, and he went straight through the player, and wow, it was a really, really hard tackle. I had a decent opinion of him before that, but once I'd seen this, I suddenly thought, this boy can do something in the Premier League. He can do something for Bolton. Okay, he might not just have the ability of the top clubs, you know, in his technique and his passing ability, but he would win the ball for us, and he would fight and battle. And at Bolton, we didn't have, you know, you were on the receiving end against a lot of big clubs, you know, your Arsenals and Man United's at the time. And so I watched Abdullah, and I said to the gaffer, I said to Sam, you know, I think I've found a player now. I really like him. He said, well, get me a ticket. I'll go and see him next week, you know. And it was the last game of the season. But unfortunately, in that tackle that I saw, he actually got booked for the fifth time, and he wasn't going to be playing in the last game of the season. So I left it with Sam during the summer, and then as chief scout, I was sat in my office one day, and Sam came in and he said, "Look, I've been thinking about Abdullah Fay that you were telling me about. You know, you're keen on him." He says, "I'll tell you what, would you lose your job if he comes over, if I sign him on your recommendation, would you lose your job for Abdullah Fay? And I went, oh my goodness. And I studied it a minute or two. He says, I'll leave you with it. And he just walked off, wow. Went to his office. And I'm thinking, I've got a mortgage to pay, a family to keep. And, you know, and I thought, oh, flipping it. Would I lose my job for Abdullah Fay? Anyway, after a few seconds, I went, of course you would. You've no problem. He's going to be a hit in the Premier League. Yeah, it's not a problem, Dave. So I stood up and I walked down to Sam's office. I knocked on his door and I said, yeah, I'll lose my job for him if you sign him. And, you know, he signed him and he was such a hit there. We got him for peanuts, I think, 750,000 or something. When Sam went to Newcastle, he took him straight to Newcastle with him. I think he paid about 6 million and he got sold on from Newcastle when Sam left. And, you know, and Abdullah Fay was a hit in the Premier League. And yeah. I was so glad that Abdullah had played so well that he kept me in the job.
Do the players know that the role you play in their lives? You can turn their lives around. Do they thank you for it, Dave?
I suppose so. Maybe some of them do. Yeah, no, not all of them. But when they do meet you, if you're just scouting, you maybe don't come into contact with them again. No. But as it happened with Abdullah, I was chief scout at Bolton, so he could come in. You know, I was there in training every day, watching him in training, and he definitely said thank you. You know, more than once, because it changed his career.
One final one, Dave. We're nearly out of time. Your brother Frank Worthington, a lot of the listeners will know, an absolute genius of a player,
wonderful player.
And I just wonder now if you were scouting Frank or if somebody went along in this modern era to scout Frank. He was a great maverick. You could imagine them saying, well, he doesn't do enough tracking back. He doesn't do enough of this. They'd find plenty of reasons. The fact he was a genius and could do anything with a board. I mean, I wonder what you think the talent would shine through still.
Yeah, I think for me, the talent would have shone through any club, all the big clubs. He could have gone to any of the big clubs without a doubt. Yeah. You know, there's no fear of that. And I would love to see him in today's football playing on the pitches that we have today that are absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
To show his skills, you know, in today's football, he would have been absolutely wonderful. He was a top class player, was Frank.
Great entertainer. Brilliant. We're out of time, Dave, but we wish you well with the book. Mm. Thank you very much for joining us. All the best.
Well, thanks for advertising it. Yeah, I hope it goes well. And it seems to be the way I've done the book signing session so far.
That's good
news. So it's going quite well.
Plenty in it as well that we haven't touched.
Thank you, Dave. All the best.
Thanks for having me on. Cheers.
Dave Worthington there. The stories we never got round to. Yeah, working at Chelsea. Roman Abramovich working with Jose. Part of Leicester's title-winning season with some of the signings. Some great old stories of Laurie Mack and Graham Taylor and his brother, Frank. So, it's called Worthy, Scouting Adventures and Football Life of Dave Worthington. It's available now, published by Pitch.